Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarnin Circle of Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindingi Country. That's BBM Bumbabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarnin, strong, your mob, too deadly. We'll jump straight in. First Nation voices come together this April for a powerful truth-telling session at ACE, and that's the Arts and Cultural Exchange. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Keith Munro, a co-chair of the Mile Creek Committee on the line. Keith, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, brother, how are you?
I'm very good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Keith.
I'm a proud Gomeroi man from Northwest New South Wales, Southwest Queensland, eh?
Beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So First Nation voices come together this April for a powerful truth-telling session at ACE. So enlighten us, please, brother.
So, we've just organised a panel thanks to Arts and Cultural Exchange. It was participating in Biennale of Sydney across several venues, including ACE out of Parramatta. Mm. It's an opportunity, I suppose, to tell the story of the front conflicts that have taken place throughout the country, but paying special attention, I suppose, to the story of Mile Creek, but also the story of the local Parramatta and western suburbs of Sydney history with the local Darug peoples as the colonial project, I suppose, expanded out of Sydney when it was created in 1788.
Well, exactly, brother. And they talk about there was no war on the soil of Australia. But, yes, there was. And frontier war, what do they not class it as guns versus spears? As not a war?
Exactly. And I think with a number of... I think people are becoming stressed.
Sorry, you're breaking up there. Sorry, Keith.
I was saying, more and more people are interested in knowing the story of Australia, the real story of Australia. And yeah. I think if we can create a safe space for people to understand the hidden, untold layers of that story, people will become more understanding of the places that they live, work, travel to and from work, and know a bit more about the country in which they live. And For local Sydney-siders attending the events, it'll definitely be an opportunity for them to know a little bit more about the places in which we call home.
Yeah, exactly. So the conversation, voices coming together, that's happening when and where, my friend?
So that's happening next Saturday out at Arts and Cultural Exchange. There's an incredible panel of local... knowledge holders and members of the Friends of the Mile Creek Committee.
Open forum, is it, Keith?
Sorry?
Oh, sorry, open forum?
It's an open event. It'll kick off at 12:15 with a smoking ceremony and then a light lunch. We'll have a welcome at around 20 past one and then the introduction to the panel at around... 25 past 1.
Mm.
It'll go until 4 o'clock.
And look, I said it's beautiful because it's powerful truth telling. Australia has a history, good or bad, black or white. The history is history, and it needs to be told. Yes,
exactly. And the thing is, what's happened here in Australia is nothing new. I mean, the story exactly. of conflict has transposed across the Americas. And other places where one group of people have sought to take ownership and control of another group. And I mean, we see that taking place right now.
Well, exactly. Here we are about to celebrate Anzac. You know, puts a whole different meaning on Lest We Forget, brother.
Exactly. And the thing with this history is it's a history that, unless you have an interest in it, you wouldn't necessarily have known about it growing up, you know, through the education system. Now, our people know our stories.
Sure.
Good and bad. And it's, you know, without the strength of that oral history being passed on, those good or bad stories would never have been able to survive. And so, you know, the massacre project that's, you know, been taking place through the University of Newcastle, I suppose the interest, the growing interest in people wanting to know more about this history.
Yes.
Because, you know, as any country that is, you know, well, likens itself as a mature country, you know, you accept the good and the bad.
Yes.
You know, that's all representative of a true history, and I think more and more people are really interested in knowing, you know, about the places in which they travel, work and live, and I think that can only be a good thing.
For sure. Now, you've been co-chair of the Mile Creek Committee. How long have you been in that seat, brother?
I think 3 years from memory. I'm just finishing up my first term. It's
okay.
Pretty humbling experience, but beautiful, to tell you the truth.
And who are you co-chairing with, you know, Keith?
Our committee is made up of 50% Aboriginal and 50% non-Aboriginal members.
Yep.
My co-chair, Cecilia Blackwell, the local resident and well-known member of the New England community.
Beautiful.
And Northern Tablelands community up in northwest New South Wales.
I think that's a beautiful fit, isn't it, when you're talking about 50-50, 50% Indigenous, 50 not. That's a bridge building itself in regard to what we're talking about, isn't it?
It is. And things, I mean, our committee is unique in many ways because, you know, the conversation around the formation of the committee took place in 1998 with my aunt, Aunt Sue Blackhawk, and a number of other people. And at that meeting were descendants of the survivors and victims of the Mile Creek massacre, as well as descendants of the perpetrators of that massacre.
Yes.
And so they decided at that meeting to create a memorial, which they were able to do 2 years later. It was opened in 2000. Mm. And we've been working ever since to create greater awareness around the uniqueness of Mile Creek.
Yes.
The site is New South Wales and Australian Heritage listed. We've just finished a large stage two project up there to, you know, just create facilities up there for visitors, cool, amenities, and an amphitheatre and a bush garden and,
beautiful,
you know, some landscaping in it.
Beautiful.
It allows a safe space for visitors to,
exactly,
know about that story, and hopefully, you know, with the program next Saturday in Sydney out at Upton Cultural Exchange, it'll be an opportunity for, you know, local Sydney residents to know a bit more of the local Sydney history as well, because, you know, it's important.
Exactly. It's important. Of course it is. And look, the awareness is strong here on National Talk Black, and I thank you very much for coming to the program, my brother. Look, a big shout out to your mob there, committee mob there, and to your family, my brother. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and all the best, and please do keep in touch, eh?
Yeah, will do. Thanks again, and really appreciate your interest in you know, expressing this across your network with your incredible listeners, Trevor. Thank you, Buzz.
Too deadly, brother. You take care, Keith. All the best.
Same, Buzz. All right,
yellow. Oh, beautiful yarn there. Keith Munro, co-chair of the Mile Creek Committee, and talking about the First Nation voices come together this April for powerful truth-telling session at ACE at the Arts and Cultural Centre. 30 April, 12 noon to 4 o'clock, open forum. So, yeah, do check it out, your mob. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Thank you.
waste so much time thinking of when I would hold you gently, and I look into your eyes, and I would be the one to calm your shaking when you would cry. I miss you in my life. I miss you.
we get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? You only live once, Eloise Ingram here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you might give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn Up with the Bally One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And National Talk Black, like I said, a voice for our people. Do utilise it. Let's talk NRL. The Sharks got up over the Sea Eagles last night, 34 points to 22. And then tonight the Broncos do take on the Bulldogs. Then tomorrow's game, we've got Cowboys up against the Titans, West Tigers up against Rabbitohs. And then on Sunday football, we've got the Knights up against the Eels. And Knights should be fired up after losing last week, but also signing Galen Ponga for another 5 years. And with big money too. Panthers up against the Raiders on Sunday as well, and then complete the round. Anzac round. Dragons on Monday play against the Roosters, and the Storms play against the Warriors. And that's it there. So hopefully your team wins. Good luck with it all. And have your say in Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Oh, Gibbony.
Yes, I can. This last connection, I can have a yarn with you, Daily Mob. This is Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Okay, truth telling. We've got a Sunday, a Frontier Wars event happening here in Cairns. And look, the day before Anzac Day, so very important. And up here in Cairns, far north of Queensland, we've been celebrating or acknowledging and recognising Frontier Wars since 2016. And we do it the day before Anzac, as the statement says, lest we forget there was a war on Australian soils. A lot of people don't want to talk about it or don't know it or want to push it to the side, but it's real, and Frontier War Ceremony is happening here on Sunday. And to talk about that, one of the organisers, one of the crew members of the organising ceremony for Frontier Wars is Tricia Gates, who come to join me in the studio. Tricia, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good because we're nearly there.
We always say, when we're talking to people, who you mob, where you're from. So non-Indigenous woman at the table here with their Frontier Wars. Mm-hmm. Let's open up with Trish Gates. Who's Trish Gates?
Oh, Trish Gates was a Sydney-born person, but moved here about 26, 27 years ago.
Here in Cairns,
To be a teacher up here. So I'm a grandmother now.
Yes.
Two beautiful little granddaughters.
Beautiful.
And two of my children are still here, my girls, and my son's gone back to work in Sydney.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So when you say you was a teacher, in actual fact you're still a teacher, we're educating people of the world, if not Australia and Australian government or non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, that Frontier War ceremony, well, Frontier War is real. It did happen.
Yeah, it did. And about 2016, we got together with the Gimoi Wallaburra Yidinji.
Yes.
And we talked about having a ceremony where we had dance, we had music, we had poetry, and we had reciprocal dance, music and poetry from the non-Indigenous supporters.
Yes.
Yeah, and so we got, you know, we got together, the Gimoi mob and us as well, and we organised some good ceremonies over the last few years.
We have, and like I said, it is a an event that is about truth-telling, isn't it?
Mm.
And that's how we look at it, is truth-telling and sharing the story of Frontier War. Well, it encourages people to look into the black history and especially the massacres and genocide that took place with British settlement.
Yeah, that's right. And so we as the non-Indigenous people thought, how can we do people-to-people ceremonies so we share with each other, so we, the non-Indigenous people, learn about the history of this land here that we're now living on.
Yes.
And so it's been really interesting for me as a grandmother, a mother and a teacher to learn how close and how known with the Indigenous community all that history is.
Yes.
And like there's really good living memory about it. Auntie Elaine, Therese, Bumi, Guju Guju, even Diritju, one of the younger men.
Younger ones, exactly.
Yeah, they all know about it and they are so good at telling that story.
Yeah, and you mentioned off there that you come across your non-Indigenous friends who don't even know of this space.
Yeah.
There you are as teacher, educating them in regard to this space.
Yeah, that's right. And, it's really interesting. You think you got all the bases covered. You think you got social media covered. And yet I've got friends who know me and I've mentioned it to them and they go, oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So I've got a whole new people coming this year. So it's going to be really good. Some Indigenous people and also some of my non-Indigenous friends.
Yeah, look, beautiful. Yeah. And when we talk about Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, but the history is the history.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about Frontier War, yes, it was real. And here we are coming to Anzac.
Yeah.
Well, same things, you can use the same phrase in regard to Frontier War, lest we forget.
In fact, when Guju Guju speaks, often he ends with, lest we forget.
Yes.
And one of the powerful things around the ceremony is the Gimoi Wallaburra Yidinji. They start the ceremony with a smoking ceremony and Guju or one of the leaders talks and he talks about the history, and every year you come you hear something new about one of these massacre sites here or up on the tableland. So every year you won't hear the same story. You'll hear a beautiful new story that helps you understand where we're walking and who we're walking with.
It's so funny. I was just talking earlier to Brother Keith Mundra, who's the co-chair of the Mile Creek Committee.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mile Creek Committee is about the massacres that happened down there at Mile Creek. And they've got a First Nation voice coming together with a powerful truth-telling session at the ACE, Arts and Cultural Exchange. That's on 30 April. So to all our mob across this country, we look at this day, the day before Anzac, because that's the time to highlight this space in regarding the frontier wars. So because although the High Courts of Australia says there has been no wars officially, the acts of genocide on the Indigenous population is well documented and the hurt continues. Mm. But like I said, it's truth-telling and it's, it's educational tool, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think for me it's also a bit of healing around it for me, because often as a non-Indigenous person you think, it's horrible, how can I be sympathetic and empathetic? And one of the beautiful things is that you meet the local people.
Sure.
You get to have a relationship with them. And so that's really good. And our ceremony came out of Canberra, further back than 2016 when we started, maybe 2014.
Yes.
They did one there. And so we modelled ours on theirs. And they're doing one again this this day before Anzac Day. Yeah.
And look, like I said, it's a positive movement. That's all it is, a healing movement, an educational movement as such. And when you hear the phrases, yeah, build a bridge, get over it, sort of thing, you know what I mean? Well, as the statement says, lest we forget, you know. There's the bridge builder.
Yeah.
It puts us all in the same vehicle, heading in the same direction.
Yeah.
And when you're saying that, well, what can I do to help support? The fact that you're in this space and working and help organising and walking a mile in someone's shoes, so to speak.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Learn, and the empathy goes with it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It does, and it makes it easy once you learn about the history around here. It makes it easy for you to have conversations and hear real personal stories about what these people remember. And the other day, I think Reconciliation Australia put out their election thing and what they want. And one of them is they want to support local, regional and national truth telling.
Mm.
And so we're really pleased here in Cairns that we're doing that. This is local and regional truth-telling about the history of the massacres and the frontier wars.
Yeah. Mm. Look, and you mentioned Gujul Gujul, and he's one of the traditional owners here of Gimoi Wallaburra Yidinji. His statement here says, it's easy to be overshadowed by COVID, for example, but looking into the mirror as a country and working out who we are as a nation is paramount. If we can't sort it out, there will always be a sense of unfinished business here. Frontier wars is a tough one for us as Indigenous Australians, but in saying that, this is a wonderful opportunity to build a new Australia. We'd like to encourage everyone to take part. Even if one person is inspired, we have done our part.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, he's a very perceptive man and he's very insightful as well. And one of the things we like is we're trying to remember what wars are all about, but also we are non-violent activists. We want to want to promote
movement.
Peace. Yeah.
Exactly, peaceful movement.
Yeah.
And when you look at what's happening in the globe today regarding the war, Russia and Ukraine, and then COVID-19 and what have you, we need to have spaces where we come together as one, don't we? You know,
yeah, we do.
And with a peaceful movement like so, frontier wars, it could be fronting, pardon a punt, you know. But the fact is, like I said, it is a bridge builder. Come to the table, open heart, open mind.
Yep.
Learn, walk with us, acknowledgement. And that's what First Nation people are screaming out for, just recognition,
that's right.
Acknowledgement, you know.
And once you start, it's easy to keep rolling through every year.
Yeah.
So it's a joyful event. It's great to bring your children. I'll bring my grandchildren so that they can see things they don't often get to see and hear.
Yeah.
It's a truly wonderful ceremony. Please come.
Okay. Is hubby still with you?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's happy for you to work in this space. How'd this all come about, you know?
Because I've been a teacher in different schools, both here and New South Wales, with refugee students. When I moved up here, I started working with refugees but also in schools with Indigenous populations.
Mm.
So it was a bit of an evolution. Yeah, my husband, Paul, he's the man who bangs in the banners that tell where the massacre sites
are. He does the physical part.
Yeah, he strings up the banner.
Good man.
He drops
what's
me
Paul,
off.
Paul, eh?
Yeah.
Big shout out, Paul.
He drops me off, picks me up, yeah. And
what's
helps.
Paul's background? What did he do?
He's also a teacher. He worked in high school, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Look, good yarning with you.
Yeah,
and
good, Trevor.
Also, your brother over there in America, Mr. Gates, how's
Bill
he going?
Gates.
Yeah, how's Billy going?
I don't know. Well, if he's related, he hasn't let Paul know.
So we should do lunch. We should do lunch, Trish.
That's right.
Hey, nice talking to you. Thank you very much for coming along. And congratulations being a part of this fantastic ceremony. So the Frontier War Ceremony organiser is Trish Gates, working with a group of people. Frontier Front Wars event happening here in Cairns, far north Queensland, this Sunday.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Yep.
Yep, 5 o'clock.
And so do check it out. And I think Barry Cedric will be there as well.
Oh,
and a big
shout
out to Barry Cedric.
Hooray.
And to all our mob across this country, yes, lest we forget.
Yeah.
And how you celebrate or create a ceremony or a space to educate the people of the world about the frontier wars. And there was a war on the soils of Australia. Yes.
Good. Thanks, Trevor.
Trish, thank you. All the best to you.
Okay. See you.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there, Trish Gates. She's an organiser. Fantastic. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Got about 40 minutes left on the program. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
I was dreaming about a man in the desert. He was walking and calling, calling my name. And above him I could see a bird flying, flying higher and higher into the sky. And the wind is blowing, blowing strong, blowing stronger, and stronger, stronger again. Desert dreaming, desert dreaming, dreaming again. But desert dreaming, desert dreaming. There's a dreaming, dreaming again. The mirage is arising in the distance, and the heat wave is burning, burning the ground. The desert flower, the desert flower.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Desert Dreaming. That's Ronnie and Jim Beatty here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. Hey, everybody.
How you going, brother?
Yeah, I'm really, 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 really busy. I had to follow on from the lady just on what she was saying because Sunday, the day before Anzac Day, is it'd be 2 years since my wife Donna.
Condolences.
Yeah, that's okay. So I always remember her day because she's first nation warrior and she finished one day before Anzac Day, which will be reflected in a monument. I've been busy getting things made for the grave and I'm having to do my own too.
And well, you're operating strong because she's with you in spirit, brother. Don't worry about that.
You got it, mate. You got it. You know, I'm totally surrounded by her work and her artwork.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's really frustrating not to be able to house her art. Mm. And something else that's happened, we discussed a long time ago about a tape she made in New South Wales and I played it for you. You visited home once and we got down to it with poor sound quality. Mm. Well, what happened? I've got to bring this up because I was wishing I had, because you had a copy of a copy and I sort of flew into the sky and wishing I had a better copy, and I have found the original one from the Byron Bay radio station, which tells how she was terrorised on the frontier here, and this is in recent times, 1990s, and how we held off people with a gun and driven out of town. And there's been an underground art collection here, which is, it just eats away at me constantly.
Yes.
It just, there's a beautiful art collection. We've been up in Goldsborough Valley and we've been shot at. I'm holding up a mob up on Mount Molloy with a gun with no trigger. And it's just under the surface all the time. And I just had to come on and to say that Sunday is 2 years.
Yeah, brother. Well, thank you for sharing, my brother. And like I said, stay strong. And she's with you in spirit, of course, which keeps you going, keep you batting even for the dream patch, my brother. So she is working with you, alongside you.
Yeah, more than the green patch, more than the green patch.
Exactly.
For justice for the people and just, that's good what them people are doing. But I just wanted to mention that it's 2 years now and it seems like yesterday and she's still with me, you know.
Yeah, my brother. Well, thank you for sharing, my brother, and look, stay strong and we'll yarn soon, Tone.
Bye.
Thank you, mate. That's Tony Gibbs there calling from Gordonvale. Have you saying Yarnum Strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. About 9 minutes left on the program. Let's talk AFL, up-and-coming games for this weekend. Tonight we've got the GWS Giants up against St Kilda. And then on Saturday football, we've got the Western Bulldogs up against Adelaide Crows. Port Adelaide up against West Coast Eagles. Fremantle up against Carlton. And Sunday football, we've got the North Melbourne Kangaroos up against Geelong Cats. Gold Coast Suns up against Brisbane Lions. Local derby there. Richmond up against Melbourne. And then Monday is Hawthorn up against Sydney Swans. And Essendon Bombers up against Collingwood. So there it is. Hope your team wins, you mob. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to TCD. Troy Cassidaly, Last Mile Home.
I'm an interstate driver, making ends meet, looking forward to turning into my old street, where the garbage bins out on a Friday night. I can see that my baby has left on the light. It's a feeling like nothing I've known. It's a last mile home. I flew into Darwin from a mine out west, with nothing but my boots and a safety vest. There was a cyclone brewing in the Kimberley, and we had to get out, my friends and me. My heart was sinking like a stone on the last mile home. And it don't matter where you are. Back to the people and the places I know. I got a clear run now. I'm on the last mile home. Boat. The hours are so long, but I'm keeping afloat. 6 weeks away, I'm going out of my mind. I keep looking for land as I check the lines. This old boat, she creaks and she moans on the last mile home.
Deadly is that, brother. Troy Cassidaly, Last Mile Home, and a big congratulations going out to the brother. Once again, Male Artist of the Year, and Troy Cassidaly has taken over Slim Dusty and Lee Koenigan for most golden guitars won. Now country 40. 40 guitars, that's golden guitars. So too deadly, that brother, and congratulations, like I said, once again. And but he did make a beautiful statement saying that he still thinks that Slim Dusty is way up there, and that's very honourable of what he's saying. So have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Selwyn. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
All right, thank you, brother. Brother, there has never been a war in this country. It's a terrible knowledge. There was nobody here, brother.
Yeah, well, there you go, brother. True. Good point taken. Point taken. There was nobody here. How can there be war?
And if they believe that, there's no war West Aryan, brother.
Yes.
There's no war. Black Lives Matter. And like Tony said, I got the gist of what he's saying. Mm. The war hasn't ended, brother. We're still the them and we're still the others. And just looking at that One Nation candidate for Cape York, she didn't say it, but you don't know what she's getting at. She used in race to get elected like Pauline Hanson did. She said, talking about youth crime in the Cape. What the youth crime in Townsville, brother, and in Cairns, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Good to hear your voice. That's someone there, regular caller. Haven't heard from the brother for a while, and great to hear his voice and have his say. This is your daily program. And give a big shout-out to Barry Cedric, who's with us in the studio, but he's doing some other work on the other studio, Studio B, but that's all good, my brother. And with that, we're going to go to his daily track here. Where you from, my brother, is a message from Barry Cedric, and that'll take us to the news. Your mob, Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, stay safe. We are still operating with COVID-19. Learn how to live with it and talk to your First Nation health organisations. But long weekend, your mob, stay safe, look after yourself, and don't drink and drive. And like I said, be safe, too deadly.